Hello and welcome to the How to Sell to Women live virtual event. This is your host, Lisa Sasevich, known by many as the Queen of Sales Conversion and the founder of the Invisible Close Sales System. I want to congratulate you on doing whatever it took for you to be on this call today, for it really symbolizes the commitment and the investment that you're making in yourself and those that you serve. You are in the right place today if you want to learn how to attract, inspire, and influence women buyers into your business. All of our master teachers have been selected because they have each made millions by knowing how to honor and serve women at the highest level. Each one has generously agreed to join me during this training to share the gift of what they've learned and also the mistakes that they've made so that you can learn from all of their experience. Also, each of our master teachers will be sharing a gift with you that you can use to take today's teachings even further. So stay tuned. Now today, it's my honor to introduce you to Christy Whitman. Christy is a New York Times best-selling author of Taming Your Alpha Bitch, How to Be Fierce and Feminine and Get Everything You Want. She is the CEO and founder of the Quantum Success Coaching Academy, a 12-month Law of Attraction coaching certification program, and creator of the Enlightened Kid program. She's helped thousands of women and men around the world achieve their goals through empowerment, seminars, speeches, and coaching sessions and products. Christy's life-changing message reaches over 100,000 people a month, and she has been seen on the Today Show, the Morning Show, the Marilyn Dennis Show in Canada. She's been quoted in 17, Women's World, Women's Day, Teen Vogue, People, Hollywood Life, and Not Magazine. As a certified Law of Attraction coach, her work has been promoted and featured with some of the best-selling authors like Marianne Williamson, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Marcy Shimoff, Brian Tracy, and the list goes on. She currently lives in Montreal with her husband and their two boys, and I'm very excited to introduce you today to Christy Whitman. Hello, Christy.
Hi, Lisa. So excited to be here with you.
Thank you, and I'm excited to be here with you too, because I know that you have just made, you know, you make a huge difference for men and women all over the world, and specifically, I'm just excited to learn from you on, you know, some of the ways that you specifically honor, serve, and inspire your women clients. So I'd love to start by learning a little bit more about you. What would you say, Christy, is the unique transformation that you offer women and really people that you bring to the world with your work?
Yeah, we were actually talking about that, and I think it's a good point, is that, you know, when I went out to create my own business and started to attract clients, and it wasn't just specifically women, but it just happened to, you know, it takes a very high-level man to want to transform their lives. And so I find that I still have men that are influenced by my work, but also the majority of them are women for sure. But for me, the unique transformation that I offer women with their work is that I help give them, like, the rules of the game, so to speak, because, you know, everything I do, from writing books to my coaching academy to even children's programs, everything is based on teaching people about the seven essential laws. And, you know, most people know about law of attraction, and it's these other laws that I find are really important to apply to create what you want, whether it's financial success, you know, personal success, professional success, I mean, any success in any area of your life. When you follow these laws, it's like knowing the perfect ingredients for a perfect cake and baking it all up nice and being able to enjoy your cake. I mean, when you don't have those ingredients, you're missing something, it just doesn't taste as good. And so it's amazing.
And how did you discover them yourself? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. No, I discovered them about 17 years ago when I was 30 pounds overweight. For me, I'm 5'1", so I'm not even 5'2". 30 pounds is a lot on me. I was $60,000 in debt, quit my job because I just couldn't stand doing it anymore, was out of another bad relationship with another bad guy. You know, just the list goes on. My life was not working. And so I met a woman that just started talking to me a totally different language. She was saying, you know, your thoughts create your reality, and you can either repel or attract money and things to you. And, you know, those things just I felt like something just like goosebumps. Like I just totally awakened in that moment because it resonated with me. And it's like, why wasn't I taught this stuff? You know, I had no idea. And I started paying attention to my thoughts and, oh my God, no wonder I was, you know, creating. Why, no wonder I had created what I had because I was so negative. I had no idea how negative I was. And, you know, so I just started, it's like with law of attraction, right? I was so open and hungry for the information that when that was my intention just to learn more, to become a student of this information, that it was like all of a sudden someone would say, oh, have you heard about this book? No, I'd go get it. And it was like more information on universal laws. Or I would, you know, be at a function, all of a sudden Terry Cole Whitaker would be there, who, you know, she started talking about universal laws. So it was just every single path along the way. And then I was introduced to Abraham, like, in the early 90s, and, you know, it's like Abraham Hicks. And so it's like things just kind of led on my way to help me learn how to create the things I wanted in my life. And I just took note of what I did in my process, and then I just share it with other people. And they then apply it in their lives, and then they see the success that they want as well. So that's what my work has literally been built on.
I love, you know, that it's like really your own transformation became your contribution, really, as you, and, you know, I think there's such a great loop in that for all of us because it causes us, obviously, we're all human, it causes us to stay true and notice when we're being congruent with what we're saying and we're not. I know I notice that in my own life all the time. I talk about loving your life, and so whenever I'm not, it's like a really neon sign, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, hey, you got to get back to it, you know? Would you say of your, you touch people all over the world, and would you say that it's primarily women clients, or what would you say is your percentage of who you're attracting?
Yeah, I'd say a good percentage, at least 80% is women. And, you know, like even the books I've written, like the one that was co-authored, Taming Your Alpha Bitch, you know, that's primarily for women. But it makes me giggle because the information and the universal laws that are talked about in there, you know, it applies to all of us, men and women. But like I said, it really seems like it takes a really high-level, highly conscious man that comes that's attracted to my work. And I love when that happens because obviously as our women are, you know, raising their consciousness and shifting from lack to abundance and really, you know, shifting into a new way of thinking and being, we obviously need the men to come along too. So it always excites me to serve the men so that the women have playmates.
Exactly. We need our playmates. What are some of the ways that you, like, well, let me ask you this. We were talking about this earlier. Do you actually come out in your marketing and say, hey, women, or do you really market to everyone and you just tend to attract, you know, as we start to talk about attracting women clients?
It's amazing.
Talk to everyone, but the women find you.
Yeah, I mean, I do one thing. I do a goddess weekend once a year. And that is specifically just for women, and I, you know, make it advertised for that. But everything else, all the other programs, the Quantum Success Coaching Academy, I do an Ideal Body program, and anyway, all the programs, everything I teach is universal for both men and women.
Yeah.
So you
explained why you think the women are gravitating more and to you. Let's talk about technique. What are some of the ways in your business that you attract clients, and we could specifically say women clients? So sort of the area of client attraction, what are some of your ways that you use that clearly are attracting women clients?
Well, you know, I'm very much about energy and vibration. That's truly how I live my life. That's really what I teach. I believe that the basis of everything, whether it's your business, your relationships, everything is energy. And all energy carries a vibration. And that vibration goes out to the universe as communication or information, and law of attraction kind of picks up that signal and then sends you back the same. And so the same is true with, like, attracting clients. It's like, again, because everything in our lives we have a relationship with, whether it's money, clients, lack of clients, you know, whatever it is. So the energy we're giving out is either coming from a place of I don't have enough clients, or I don't have the right type of client, I don't want this in a client. So there's that vibration that we give out on what we don't want. And then there's a vibration that we do give, you know, we give out on what we do want. So, you know, as I'm building my business and as I was attracting clients, and I also teach this for the coaches in the QSCA, is that you have to get very specific. You know, who do you want to be, you know, who are you a perfect match for and who is a perfect match for you? So what kind of qualities do you want in a client? You know, what kind of attributes, what's important? Because I know some coaches really love to work with people that are having a really hard time and difficult time in life. For me, that's not fun.
Right.
I like working with high-level,
right,
successful people, getting them to their next level, you know? So
right,
you kind of have
right,
to you have to know who's your audience and who are you talking to.
Right.
And, you know, think of, like, one person that you can kind of make into this ideal client, this ideal, you know, person that you would like to serve, and make it fun for yourself, you know, and someone that you would actually enjoy. And then it's like, imagine having this energetic connection and relationship with that person. And once that a relationship, that energy is, you know, you do the energy work first, then it's easier for it to manifest in the physical world. So one thing I always do is I'm very super clear on what do I want, why do I want it, and then how am I going to feel in the process of not only receiving it, but having it in my life. So I think about, you know, okay, if I want 10 clients, for example, you know, I think about them all being very similar, but having sharing very similar qualities of this ideal client that I have in my mind. And then I imagine lines of light going out from my heart center to theirs, and that they're being transformed by the value and the information that I'm able to provide to them, and, you know, that they're willing to be accountable and all the characteristics that I'm looking for. But it's like, as many clients as I want, I just imagine it, lines of light go out from my heart, and then there's like this energetic connection that happens with them. And it's amazing, because, you know, then you have to do the outer work. It's not like sit around and meditate all day long and send lines of light out. You have to actually, you know, put
Man, I could save a lot on Facebook ads if I could just get those lines of light working a little bit better.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be awesome.
I
totally hear what you're saying. I'm teasing, because I know how quickly how easy it is to, you know, go into, like, I like what you said about, you know, you're putting out that energy. If your energy is, I don't have enough clients, it's like you just keep manifesting that.
Yeah.
You know, it literally, like, attracting that reality.
Absolutely. So it's important to do the energy work. I mean, we are, here's the law of polarity at its best. We're metaphysical beings, so we're energetic beings, but we're also physical beings. So I love how you run your business. I love how you teach women, because, you know, you believe in the personal development, but yet you also have proven strategies that you teach women to, for example, how to sell from stage and close. You know, it's like you've got a strategy that works, that is, you know, it replicates themselves all the time when people have learned from Lisa Cesovich. I mean, it's like if they're following the formula, it works. So there's that inner work, and then there's that outer work that I feel it's a combination of the both that really create a successful business.
Amen, for sure. In fact, I think being on the stage, you know, it's kind of like the emperor with no clothes. Like, no matter how much you know, think that people can't see what's going on, it's a very transparent place to put yourself. So,
absolutely,
you know, having that inner work and that true clarity, which I really also resonate with that. And I like what you said about not just, you know, getting clear on what you want and why you want it, but I think that last piece was most critical, how you will feel when you have it.
That's the missing key for
that
most
state.
People. Yeah.
That, I think so. Do you think, is that what you find? That
I
a lot
see
of
it
people
all the
talk
time.
About the first two, but that is
I
really the place, yeah, I would say for myself that I'm a thinking, moving machine, you know, and I have to, my work is consciously, you know, to allow myself space to feel. So I appreciate that one a lot from a personal perspective, for sure. Any specific, so we've got the energetic work that we're both acknowledging really needs to go along with the strategies and tactics. When it comes to strategies, though, how would you say, what are some of your biggest, you know, client attraction methods that have brought you so many wonderful women clients? Like, if you had to narrow it down that you were just going to do one or two things because those work for you the best, what would you say they are?
You know, a lot of my business has been built on affiliate marketing. So I have a lot of really amazing people that I appreciate promoting, because there are, you know, there are people on my community, which I like to call my family. There's people that necessarily don't need to learn from me in a certain way, maybe by taking a program, but something else that somebody else has or has created, or what they say, maybe they resonate with them. So, you know, I always build these really great relationships. I'm very selective to who I introduce to my family. I have to know that they're reputable, mm-hmm. and that their programs are amazing, and that they're going to take care of anybody I refer them to. But, you know, they're my great partners. And then they also support me in, you know, sending out for, like, my videos around the launching of the QSCA semesters. So yes. That really has been a really big help. And community has really built up a lot because of affiliate marketing and reciprocating and all that, and it's just an important part of my business.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that being selective is important. I love that you call your list your family. I feel that way too. It's like you feel very protective of what you would, you know, who you would introduce to your family. And I
Absolutely.
Think that's a, you know, very smart practice. So once they meet you, you know, so you're attracting mainly through affiliate marketing. Obviously, you know, you do a lot of other things. You're using the energetic skills of, you know, really being clear on who you want, why you want to attract them, and how you'll feel when you have them. Let's talk about inspiring them. So now they're here, right? You've met them possibly through another affiliate or other activities. I know you also use Speak to Sell. You know, so you're out there with your signature talk, we'll call it, in different ways, right? Telesummits, teleseminars. Are you doing live stages?
I am I do one. Right now I'm in a space where I have a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old, so the more I can stay at home and spend time with them, the better. So I do one business event a year that's just specifically for QSCA coaches, so only QSCA coaches can attend. And then I do my Goddess Weekend that's, you know, any women can attend that. So those are the two live events I do.
And so – obviously, in order to attend those things, these women have to say yes at some point. You know, I would call that inspiring women clients to say yes. And I want to talk both about, you know, what works in that regard and also what doesn't work, whether because you've made a mistake in that area or you've just watched other people trying to market to women and you're like, you know, I can barely watch this. So, so what's working for you with inspiring women clients to say yes? You know, in my business, the queen of sales conversion, we call that conversion. What's working for to convert women clients? It doesn't sound quite as warm and fuzzy as inspiring women clients to say yes, but that's what we're talking about.
No, but I definitely get it. And, you know, I see so many people all the time trying to use, like, tactics and formulas and stuff like that, but they don't feel real and authentic. So for me, it's all about giving value and being real and honest about what someone's going to be able to experience. And, you know, so if someone, for example, if I put a sales video out for the Goddess Weekend, you know, sharing enough information in that video so that I'm giving tons of value to those that, for whatever reason, can't attend that particular weekend. And the more value that I give, you know, the more it seems that people in my community trust me because they see that I'm knowledgeable, I know what I'm talking about, I'm authentic, and yet they want to, it's like, okay, I want to learn more. And literally I could throw up, you know, it's amazing the people that are so, and I know you have that too, where they're so committed. It's like you could literally just put anything together and they're like, I'm there. You know, it's like it's not even a question.
Yeah, because they've had such a great experience from the value that you've given along the way, right?
Absolutely. So it starts with, for me, it starts with generosity and it starts with the value. And that's one of the things is that when the content is so rich and there's so much depth in the content, you know, then people want to learn more. And that's where, you know, the conversions start. And for me, it's like it's being truthful about what you're going to learn, what you're going to get out of it, and even going deeper with that. It's not like features benefits kind of thing. It's like, and so what? Like, why would you want to, attend this Goddess Weekend? What is this going to do for you in your life? What can you expect? And for me, it's always been about getting people to imagine something other than what they have right now and showing them that this program is the bridge to get them from where they are to where they are now, or where they want to be, excuse me. And that, you know, this, for example, the Goddess Weekend, if you're here and you want to go there, Goddess Weekend's going to be that bridge for you, and here's how. And it just naturally,
yeah.
if someone
yeah.
resonates with it, it's like, I'm going to move mountains to get there.
That's awesome. And what would you say, you know, with giving value, the way that this, you know, seems this is like your one of your primary beliefs and values is giving value and generosity. As far as the, you know, I like that we're kind of going philosophy and then tools, you know. What is
yeah.
the tool that you like to mostly use to give that value? I heard you say, you know, you use video. Is that one of your favorite ways? I know your videos are just highly loved and, you know, I've seen them myself. They're fabulous. Is that your favorite way to give value? What would you say?
It's one of them for sure. I love doing teleseminars. I love doing interviews. I do a lot of different summits and things like that. But, yeah, I love getting in front of the camera and then just going, okay, here's the inspiration that's coming to me right now. Someone asked a question about how to create an intention. And then there's just something about me being on camera and then just allowing whatever comes. It's like it's me just speaking, saying stuff. I don't have to edit it in the sense of, like, it doesn't have to be a perfect sentence, you know, for an
mm-hmm.
email. It just comes through. It comes out. It's very fresh, real, very, you know, like I expand as I'm teaching it based on questions that come in. So definitely it's the videos for me. And they're very effective.
Yeah. I like that, too. We don't go back through and edit everything or take out all the ums and ahs. Or, you know, in fact, that's
yeah.
actually one of the things that the person who does my video is always, like, trying to catch me in these, you know, funny imperfections, you know.
Because
when you're doing it a while, you know what you want to say. But the real magic is, like you said, when a question pulls you somewhere that you really hadn't journeyed before, but it's, you know, because you know you have that committed listener on the other side that's really interested, it brings out a higher answer. You access a higher place in yourself.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love that you brought that up, and I think this is critical to what we're teaching here today. I mean, you guys are in the presence of a master teacher with Christy Whitman, because she has built, you know, such an amazing business and has helped so many people. And what she just said, I want to, like, you know, I'm creating action sheets, by the way. A lot of you know this. I type up sort of my own notes of what I want to take away. And then as part of our VIP upgrade package, it's, you know, not only do you get the recordings and the transcripts of this, but you get my personal action sheets, which I think are many people's favorite part, because my specialty is really hearing the system in everything. And, you know, it's just something I'm good at. And I love what you just said. I think it's a highlight about being willing to be unscripted and being willing to, you know, go to those places where you're being pulled to go because of somebody else's interest and desire and the question that they might have submitted or been asking.
Oh, it's so juicy when that happens.
It's so juicy, right? And that's really, it is really how we get some of our best intellectual property, right? Our best, we go down that road, somebody asks a question, then you realize, actually, this whole thing, this how to sell to women came from me asking somebody else how they saw me, and they're like, well, of course, you're the leader in selling to women. And I never saw that with my, you know, invisible clothes brand, and you know, just
yeah.
never saw it. And then to, you know, of course, you know it's divine when you go, you go into GoDaddy and type in sell to women, and it's available for $9, and you're like,
yeah.
wait a minute, I must have spelled that wrong. Is it two M's in women or what, you know?
Yeah,
how
awesome.
Could this be? Well, I would love to know either personal mistakes you think you know, landmines you maybe accidentally stepped on, or just, you know, you've been at the effect of, obviously being a woman, of kind of like what doesn't work when selling to women?
You know.
And any specific example without, you know, using somebody's name is fine too. But if you've ever
yeah.
been in the presence of somebody that doesn't work.
When a woman is very passionate and she's kind of connected to what's her purpose and what she loves to share and teach and, you know, what her business is all about, and you look at it and go, no, you know, that's great, but you know what people want? They want this over there. I mean, yeah, you can do this, but come over here a little bit and let's go get you away from what you're passionate about and have you just kind of talk on this topic, because this is actually what's mm-hmm. going to sell and get you booked. And it's okay if you're not passionate about it, but it's going to get your foot in the door and you can build your brand around
yes.
that. That's what you need
yes.
to do. I did that, and I wasted a lot of time, a lot of money, and I hated what I was doing.
Yes. You know, I love that you brought that up, because you see it all the time. Someone, you know, just kind of, and you know, the other place the same thing happens, Christy, is when a woman tries to replicate someone else, you know, because they like that teacher, and but yet it's coming out of her mouth, and it's kind of a similar dynamic. It's just tweaked wrong because it's not hers.
Right.
And I think what they both point to is really the need to get so crystal clear on what your piece is, what you were uniquely here to provide, you know, and then we say pick a horse and ride it, you know, like go with that.
But I
have fallen prey to that too. I last year, in place of this How to Sell to Women 3-day virtual event, I did one called Automated Income Secrets, and it was fabulous, and it's, you know, it was a hot topic, and everybody wants to know how to create evergreen, you know, recurring income and automate, so I got top speakers, and but what's interesting is the way that it funneled into my business, into the other things we do, was not nearly as powerful as when I'm in my space, you know, that which I'm here to contribute. So I have fallen prey to that as early as last year. You know,
we're growing, right?
Totally. Is there anything I want to? I'm excited to tell our listeners about some additional complimentary work that you're offering for them to be able to take everything further. Is there anything else you just want to share on the topic in general? I mean, if there's a question that I didn't ask you that you just really want to contribute to people who, you know, they want to get in front of women clients, or they already have them and they'd like to be serving them deeper, offering them more. You know, as someone who really is doing, you know, such amazing work with this market, is there anything else that's I want to offer you that opening, right? That question where you just that we just talked about, where you just can let it go. Anything else there for you that you're just intuitively picking up that this audience needs to hear?
Yeah, you know, really part of the way to become really more attractive to your ideal client, whoever that is for you, you know, you have to decide for yourself. But it's to start deliberately looking for and then identifying, like, the perfect qualities in anybody you interact with, you know, every single day. I mean, just kind of, like, start listing them in the back of your mind. Write them on a piece of paper, whatever it is, and update this list so that you're very crystal clear on who I want to serve and who is best served by me. And then hold the vision. I mean, just hold the vision of whatever you want, of just an outrageously successful business with outrageously happy and successful clients who just love and adore everything about you, can't get enough of you, and are always wanting more, and are just happy, happy, happy to eagerly pay you handsomely for it.
Yes, that's awesome. Do you think vision boards are an effective tool for this? What's your take on, you know, we're talking about attracting clients, and, you know, for many people, do you think it's valuable to actually kind of have a true vision of what that looks like?
Sure. I mean, if you are a person
that's visual. I just
wonder
what your thoughts on that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, vision boards are great in the sense that they put something as a reminder in front of you all the time to look at. If you want to take it to the next level, it's being with those visions and then feeling your way into it. It's like feeling your way becoming and having already become the person that has that dream home or has that dream business or has that, you know, ideal partner or whatever it is. But it's like that you already feel the energy of it already being in you, around you. It's not detached from you. It's not missing from you. You're not in lack of any sort. It's important how you use any tool based on the energy you give to it. I mean, affirmations is another tool that some people find very ineffective and some people find very effective, because the reason is, you know, saying to yourself, oh, I'm abundant. Well, that's not going to do anything, you know.
So it's kind of like beyond vision boards and affirmations. The key, again, we're looping back around, is feeling it.
Yes. Well, feeling is the key to energy. It's like everything is energy. If we start to get that everything is energy, and all energy has a vibration, and the way you change the energy in your life is we are the energy generators. We are the starting point for all the energy that comes in and out of our life and the relationships that we have with other energy and vibration, because money is just energy and vibration. Food is just energy and vibration. Clients are just energy and vibration. They then manifest into a physical form, but everything is a relationship with energy and vibration. And so when we can shift our own energy and vibration to one that is like the set point that it's at, like if you're at a certain level of success and you've kind of been there and can't get past that, you're at a set point for a certain level of success and the vibration is the same. So in order to achieve a different level of income and success, you have to raise your vibration to a higher point. And that means you, the energy generator, have to either let go of things that are blocking that, maybe limiting beliefs, shifting consciousness, or start just, you know, consciously bringing in, like, okay, the feeling and the sensation of that field of abundance, which is always accessible to us in every single given moment.
That's beautiful, and I think it's such a perfect lead-in to where we want to take people next with this, you know, awesome next-level work that you're offering for them to be able to do, really more of an experience. And, you know, so if, you know, feeling into things more, you know, if for me that's always, like, part of my life growth path is not just to make the moves, but, you know, to be present and to feel it. So I know that you have prepared something really awesome for our listeners, and if you guys want to follow us over to selltowomen.com/Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, selltowomen.com/Christy, she has put together two complimentary gifts for you that you can access right away to really be able to take this whole idea of, you know, tapping into the universal laws of manifestation to the next level. Can you tell them a little bit more about what they'll find there, Christy?
Absolutely. What you, like I was talking about earlier, there are seven universal laws, and the most common one that people understand and are trying to apply, and many times, you know, not the, with the success that they'd like, is the law of attraction because of the movie The Secret and all that. So there's other universal laws, and one of the ones I find is the most important universal law is the law of sufficiency and abundance, because I feel like that's the cog that makes the wheel go. And all the other ones are important too. So what I've done is I've created seven different videos that each video talks about and gives examples of, and more importantly, how to apply each of the different universal laws. So they're quick videos. They're like 3 to 5 minutes, and they're just going to help you get on track and start being able to apply this information, because the laws work for every single person, whether we're aware of it or not. They're influencing your life every single day. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, who you are, and why not know about them? Because if you know about them and then you know how to apply them, then things really do flow. You still have to take action in the world. We're physical beings. But the energy and output you put, you're not as exhausted. You're not as stressed, because it's like everything is deliberately, energetically being put into play. So then it allows for flow in the universe to come when you do take the actions. And then the second bonus is a free law of attraction coaching session with one of the Quantum Success Coaching coaches. So you get a free session, no cost or obligation, no contracts or anything. Just literally get on the phone with a coach that's been trained and with the QSCA, and you know, see how you can learn how to apply what you learned in the videos into your life and start attracting what you want.
Well, I was going to ask you about the seven essential laws, but I wanted to stay on our topic about attracting and inspiring and serving women. So now I feel like I get both.
Yeah, absolutely.
So very cool. So you guys can access this right away at selltowomen.com/Christy, and that'll also get you connected to, you know, everything Christy's doing, so you can you know, continue to expand the things that she's sharing and also be part of the wonderful way that she attracts and inspires women clients. So I just first want to thank you so much, Christy. You brought up so many amazing points. Wait till you see my action sheet. It's like 2 pages long. I try to keep it to 1 page, but you made it hard. And then I always put actions, suggested actions at the bottom. And, of course, one of the big ones that you guys will see here in our VIP upgrade package is that you know, making sure that whatever you're doing, affirmations, vision boards, clarifying your vision and who you want and why you want them, that you include how you will feel when you get it. I really appreciate everything you said about that. So thank you so much, Christy. And
thank you, Elisa.
You're welcome. My pleasure. I'm learning so much. This is a university for me. I think I put this together selfishly, and then you guys all get to benefit too. and then I just want to let everybody know, as you know, the interviews and the teachings that we're gaining here are just like today with Christy. It's just a topic that nobody's really diving in and under the hood on in this way. And obviously you're getting so much that you can immediately apply, but we know it's a lot to try to listen to all of it in such a condensed period of time. So if you'd like to treat yourself to our VIP upgrade package, where you'll get the MP3s available for, you know, putting them right onto your smartphone of all of the interviews with our master teachers, we will also transcribe every interview. So if there's pieces that you want to find the exact wording on or that exact strategy, it'll be easy to do. Plus my personal action sheets that summarize really the step-by-step secrets of each teacher through my view. Really it's my notes that I take for myself and my team. That is all available for you at sellthewomen.com/upgrade, sellthewomen.com/upgrade. And in the future, those will be available for $197 after this training is over. But right now, you can access them for just $97. You get the whole thing. Plus, we have, if you've been listening along, just some really amazing bonuses that our sponsors have been providing, as well as each of our teachers. So, again, congratulations for investing this time in yourself today. I want to thank you, Christy, for openly sharing your unique gifts and teaching so many fabulous lessons to our family today. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
See everybody on our next amazing interview where we proceed with how to sell to women, men and women like you can attract, inspire, and influence women buyers into their business for the long term. Everybody have a fabulous day, and we'll talk to you on our next interview. Bye-bye.